On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game. Connecting you to life outdoors.
The Trill in the Trees. It was early October, and the air carried that crisp coolness hinting at fall. I had wandered toward a small pond, expecting a quiet morning. Instead, the air vibrated with sound. A long, rolling trill poured from the trees and seemed to bounce off the flagpole nearby. For a moment, I thought it must be a chorus of creatures. But the noise came from a single gray tree frog, barely 2 inches long. I stood still, trying to spot it. Gray tree frogs are masters of disguise, shifting from green to gray or brown, depending on their surroundings. Their bellies are pale, but the insides of their thighs glow with flashes of orange-yellow hidden from easy view. What really gives them their edge are the wide, sticky toe pads that let them cling to bark, moss, even siding on houses. Somewhere above the pond, one was singing with the power of a much larger animal. In spring and summer, these calls are part of the breeding ritual. A male will belt out his advertisement song, hoping to draw in a female. Once she approaches, he switches to a quieter courtship trill. And if another male dares to get too close, he lets out a sharp, abrupt whoop to send him away. Females are choosy, often drawn to a male with the longest, most persistent call. When she finally selects a mate, he clasps onto her back, and together they release thousands of eggs that drift into the pond in small clusters. Within days, the eggs hatch into green-bodied tadpoles with striking orange-red tails. By midsummer, those tadpoles transform into tiny froglets and scatter into the woods. There, tree frogs live tucked among shrubs and small trees, hunting insects and blending in so well that they vanish against bark or leaves. Their calls can throw you off, too, seeming to come from a different direction than where they actually are. They are small but clever, perfectly attuned to both trees and water. As nights grow colder, the songs fade. The frogs retreat under logs, leaves, and roots, where they perform a trick of survival few animals can match. They freeze. Up to 80% of their body can turn to ice, their eyes clouding and their hearts pausing, held in suspension until spring warmth wakes them again. Standing by the pond that morning, I couldn't help but marvel. A voice so loud it rattled the air, belonging to a creature so small it could perch on a thumb. A frog that can vanish into bark, climb with sticky toes, and return from ice itself. I finally turned to head home, the trill still echoing through the trees, carrying the sound of persistence in a tiny, resilient package.